Well, we don't need to worry about kind of a cloudy, gloomy, cool day because the light, the heat, the energy that's going to be generated right here on the UMD campus is going to take care of all of the problems for the Twin Ports. People of a certain age don't miss the final exams. We don't miss the angst of college. We don't miss the 8 o'clock classes in college. But if we could go back and do it again, it would be worth it just for the welcome week. It's a welcome to college life like you wouldn't believe. Bulldog Welcome Week coordinator Jennifer Dobler joins us this morning for the last quiet 5 minutes she's going to have all day. Hi, Jennifer.
Good morning.
So when, you know, back in the day, you went to college, you showed up, you know, in the station wagon with mommy and daddy, and they hauled in the stereo. No, we didn't have TVs in our dorm rooms. They hauled in the stereo. They hauled in, you know, a couple of boxes of stuff. They put some pictures on the walls and made your bed. And they turned, you know, you hugged, you cried. They left. But it's not that way anymore, is it, Jennifer?
Not even a little bit. And it's an interesting take on saying goodbye to students when they leave on move-in day. One of the best parts about Welcome Week this year is that we're continuing this new family send-off tradition because we want parents and families to feel like they're a part of the UMD family too. Because, you know, when I went to college back in the 90s, you know, I drove myself to college. But now parents are bringing trailers full of futons and, you know, years worth of ramen noodles. So we thought, you know, if families are going to be here, let's help them find out what, like, the bulldog spirit is all about. So we're lucky to have Coach Wheezy and the football team put on a football scrimmage for us, and we have a family send-off bulldog preview barbecue on Tuesday at move-in day. So students got to reserve some tickets for themselves and their family members, and it's a great way to sort of say, hey, this is what your student's going to experience at UMD, sort of the positive, bold, and friendly culture, and then parents can feel more comfortable as they depart in the teary, sad, you know, goodbye experience.
Well, you know, back in the old days, your parents drove away. They were teary. They were sad. And they were clutching various body parts and going, I am so too old for this. Because, you know, of course, your kid, you know, freshman year, you always end up at the top floor of the dorm. You know, the one without the elevator.
Oh, of course.
And there's a tendency for old folks to say, oh, that's just nonsense. We were just fine without it. But when parents discovered that they don't have to actually move in into this furniture, that there are people that do it for them, they're pretty excited about that, I'm guessing.
Yeah, we really love helping out during move-in because you can tell, I think, families are already feeling really overwhelmed when they drive up on campus and they've got to find the parking space, go find the place to get their keys, come back, unload their car full of, I mean, and I've seen everything. I mean, I've seen people try and unload fish tanks the size of beds, and I'm like, I don't think you can bring that into the residence halls here. And, you know, the rock stars, the orientation leader staff help. I know that housing has their own curb crew, which is brightly colored, T-shirt wearing, highly energetic staff who are willing to just, you give them the heaviest box of books and, you know, a blender and all your pillows and blankets, and they will walk them up all four flights of stairs to make sure you get moved in super quick.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really expedient.
Yeah, my dad would have loved that.
Yeah,
I would have loved that.
Me too.
So how do you suppose that this change, that this shift began to evolve? Because I'm sure that everybody back in the 80s would have said, yeah, you know, that'd be nice, but we can't fool with that here. We're an institute of higher learning. We got to get down to whatever. How do you think the evolution, and why do you, I mean, why I suppose is obvious, but how did that evolution begin to take place?
I think it became a part of college culture when, as we've seen over time, students and their parents have been more ingrained in each other's lives in a very structured way. You know, parents and have become coaches of their kids' soccer teams, and, you know, they're very participatory in and sort of planning out part of their children's lives in a way that wasn't the case maybe for the generation before. So now it would seem odd to those parents who are dropping off their kids to not be involved and have a support for their students as they transition to college. You know, back when my dad went to school, he went to Cornell, and he said he showed up the day before classes, and then he started taking classes. And, you know, it was sort of a sink or swim mentality, and now it's much more of a culture of building student success through the transition period.
But this is not just, I'm getting a vibe here that this is not just for the students. This is for the parents that need help making that transition.
Oh, sure. I mean, you know, imagine, you know, you've got 18 years with your college student, they're about to leave, and you've been a part of every day of their growing up, that, you know, you've helped
I really costumes. Don't have to imagine this. Yeah. In 2 years, this is going to be me. Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, many parents in this generation have, you know, been making costumes for their kids for their musicals, and they're much more ingrained in the student's experience, you know, through high school and junior high school and middle school. So now they come to college, it seems odd that all of a sudden that would be the end. It just seems so sudden. So, you know, we try to make it a really positive transition experience for parents. There's a parents and family welcome during move-in day so that parents have a place to go and get their questions answered. And it's not a way of holding parents' hands. Parents are perfectly capable adults of saying, bye, kids. But some parents want to be armed with all the information they can. So when their student calls, and every student eventually calls home for something, you know, to say that they're homesick.
Oh, back in the day, that was a long-distance phone call, and you reversed the charges.
Oh, parents and families text all
yes,
day long now. It's amazing, this connection, the long-term connection between parents and their kids. And it's great to see, you know, when the students are saying, hey, you know, I'm really missing home. They can still talk to their mom or dad every day, and their friends back home. It's completely different with social media, Facebook, Twitter, Vine, Snapchat. I mean, people are staying in each other's lives well past when they split to go to college, unlike when we went to school.
Well, Jennifer, just make sure that you remind the students that the PAWS program is alive and well. There will be the Animals on Campus beginning September 17th. And the parents can come, too. If the parents need to hug dogs and cats and they really need to come, they can come, too.
Excellent. We will happily share that with them.
Jennifer, thanks so much of this morning for joining us. And you have a great day today. And make sure that you get the opportunity to sit down and put your feet up tonight, okay?
I'll try. Thanks so much.
Bulldog Welcome Week Coordinator Jennifer Dobler joined us this morning for probably the last quietish minutes she's going to have all day. Bulldog Welcome Week kicks off today right here on the UMD campus.